Paul's writing to the Corinthians, the 10th chapter. I read verses 1 through 4. And supporting scripture coming from the 61st Psalms that you've already heard in your hearing. And I'll read verses 1 and 2. The 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Supporting scripture from the 61st Psalms. "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And they did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or theme this morning. There's nothing I can't take to the rock. There's nothing I can't take to the rock. I am thankful to the Lord our God this morning just for another day's journey. God has blessed us, is good to us. And sometimes we get personal, sometimes we have to sort of spread it out and know that he's just not my God, but he's our God. But there are occasions, just like David on that occasion when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Then you have to know that the blood works, and you have to know the shepherd for yourself so that in your life you can still have those opportunities to personalize your relationship and your faith walk with the power of a mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nothing I can't take to the rock. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is only by God's grace and his mercy we're able to be here once again, and we are able to say beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord is good. It's a little warm in here this morning, but it's warm because the Lord is good. If we had the weather that they thought that we were going to have, things could be a little different. And we already know, we've seen the power of God move and work, so we know that even though it's warm today, it could be freezing and snowing on tomorrow. But regardless of what God does, we are still able to say, "I know that the blood still works." Now, sometimes that blood don't work for some of us because we don't believe in the blood. See, in order for it to work, you got to believe for yourself that Jesus did not die in vain. He's allowed us to come together one more time in worship and praise. And on this another day, he has made us able to be in the house one more time. We ought to be glad that we are still here regardless of what we might be dealing with. Your joys or your sorrows, you still ought to have a testimony this morning to the fact that I had good days and I've had bad days. But none of those days should hinder us from loving the power of a mighty God. Even though we've had good days and bad days, it does not necessarily mean that we're going to have everything to work out in our favor. There are all types of sicknesses going on in the land, and we know that it doesn't matter whether you're sick or not. We still have good days and bad days. You don't have to have an illness to have a bad day. You can have a bad day just because we use that term, "I got up on the wrong side of the bed," but you just got up with the wrong frame of mind. Doesn't matter what side of the bed you get off of. One thing about it is that you're going to be who you are. And the good thing is that most of us have learned that all we want to do is have strength enough to get out the bed. That there's somebody that like to get out of the bed right now, but they're not able to get out of the bed. So if you were able this morning when you thought about getting out, that you were able to get out all by yourself. Hallelujah. Then you got to know God that he will do just what he said that he's going to do. God is that kind of God this morning. And he'll do what nobody else can do for you. Sometimes we find ourselves going through so many different changes and we just don't realize that God understands what you're going through. We love life. We heard Deacon say that even though we want to go to heaven, nobody is homesick. But at the same token, we ought to be prepared and ready to go at any given time. The Bible declares that we know that there's going to be a day that we're going to leave, but we got to know that in this life, it has been declared that we have trials and tribulations. Life is unpredictable. And as good as God is, there are still days that we find ourselves sad, depressed, lonely, disgusted. We find ourselves wondering sometimes, where is God? And those of you that are striving to get closer to the Lord, that there are times when it seems like the more you try to get closer, the enemy just keep putting stumbling blocks in your way. There are those times that every time it seems like you get one thing worked out, something else has already fallen apart. There are times in your life that you find that you are at a never-ending slump. It seems like I just cannot get back up on my feet. Anybody been down and out and trying to get back up on their feet and find that it's a whole lot harder than what you thought? You can think about it and that the thought sounds good and you can write it down and it looks good, but it's just not always easy. So in the meantime, you got to trust God as your transitional time goes through. You got to know that even though I don't know what I'm going to do, I know who's going to help me do it. You got to know that we serve a God that is full of all types of promises. We can never forget that God has promised us some things that we can count on. And on our weakest day, we ought to be able to say that God will make me strong. Anybody in here, is that your story? That I had some days when I didn't know what I was going to do. But somehow, some way, the Spirit of the mighty God, he spoke to my heart or he spoke to a loved one and they gave me the message that everything is going to work out all right. Now there are those of us that have heard that a long time and for many times, but until you go through something for yourself, until you know God, that God that has stepped in and you know that there hadn't been nobody but God. You know, we love to get up and testify and talk about what God has done. And then we say, but God, hallelujah, and it's got power. But that same God that you give glory and honor for bringing you out of this mess or bringing you through that trial of tribulation, that same God that got you up off of the bed of affliction, that's the same God that wants us to love one another. That's the same God that wants us to come into his house to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the same God that wants us to have the mindset that I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, when I think about things like he'll never leave me or forsake us, when I think about he said that he go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. When I think about the fact that Jesus said anything that you ask in his name, that it shall be added unto you. When I just think about the fact that he is the supplier of all of our needs. But then there are those that have not because they've not asked. A lot of times we are jealous. We're envious of other people's blessings. We find ourselves sometimes wanting everybody to dance to our tune. You know how it is. If you don't do it my way, then I don't want no part of it. But it's not about your way. Does not the word of God say, I am the way, the truth, and the light? And the Bible that I read is printed in red. So that tells me that Jesus is the one speaking. So now he is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. So if you're trying to get in any other way, you're going to be sadly mistaken. So I want to let you know you're not going to get there. You got to trust the power of God. You got to be able to know that you got to pray for yourself. It's all right to say somebody prayed for me. But how many of you know that you appreciate it even the more when you pray for yourself? It's all right to have somebody to pray for you, but I like for folk to pray with me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because I don't want to sit back and wait and depend on somebody else to talk to God about my situation. Who knows your situation better than you do? Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to learn that your yesterdays ought to be things of the past. You ought to do everything that you can do to lighten up the load. In order to lighten up the load, sometimes you got to, the Bible says, lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily besets you. So sometimes you got to know that we're not talking about pounds. We're talking about attitude. We're talking about judgmental spirits. We're talking about a lying tongue. We're talking about those that talk out of the side of their neck. You know how some of you are. Sometimes you want to say it one way and you mean it another way. How many of you know everything that come out of somebody's mouth, you can't take heed to it because some folks just tell you what they think you want to hear. Anybody got any associates like that? They look at you and you know you're not looking too good today, but they say you look good today. Better be careful. Everybody tell you you look good, don't think you look good. Everybody tell you that they want you to sing, don't like your singing either. Some folk want to set you up so they can laugh at you. Don't be nobody's fool. And it happens right in the house of God. It happens in your house. It happens out there in the community. It happens in all walks of life. Whatever you do, somebody is critiquing you. I don't care what it is, all the way down from your dressing, your hairstyle, whatever it is, somebody looks at you and they form an opinion whether they say anything or not. How many of you are honest enough to say that sometimes you think some things that you know you can't say? Any witnesses in here? Anybody in here ever had to grab and drag something back and say, "Whoop!" See, don't never think that you got it made just because you stand up and say you saved. How many of those saved folks see a fall? You're sadly mistaken if you think that you're saved and you're up on the mountaintop and you're never going to be bothered by anybody or anything, because when you are saved, the enemy is out to rob you of your salvation. If you got a little bit of peace of mind, the enemy want to take your peace of mind and make you feel like nobody cares about you. You ought to be glad this morning to be able to move. Might not be moving in the same speed that you're accustomed to, but just keep moving. There are those of us that really take it for granted. Our health, our strength, the doors and the opportunities that have been put before us. And we got to understand that it's time for us to stop blaming everybody else. Time for us to stop getting behind a wall and throwing the rock and hiding our hand. But we ought to be who we are wherever we are. I wonder this morning, in the midst of all of you good-looking folk out here, blessed-looking people. See, somebody may not think you're blessed, but you ought to think well of yourself. I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying be arrogant, but you ought to think well of yourself. You are who God made you. You look like what God made you to look like. And I don't care how much makeup you put on, how many times you change your hairdo, you're going to still be you. I don't care what kind of suit you put on or what kind of shoes you got on your feet, you're going to still be you. See, I found out in a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, I'm the same man I am in a three-piece suit. You ought to be able to praise God in anything. Amen. Too many of us have got caught up in the self. You think that you're the only one that is going through. But you got to learn how to hold on and hold out. You got to not let the enemy make you stop and get out of the race. Especially when things are beginning to get better. Watch out for the trick of the enemy. It seems like every time things are seemingly getting better, they get worse before they get better. Maybe your story is that I have a family and I got friends, but there's sometimes it feels like I just don't have anybody to talk to. There are times in your life that you need to talk to somebody. There are times that you feel like I need to confide in somebody, but you got to understand it can't be just anybody. You got to be careful about who you confide in. Now there are times when it seems like you're just about to explode and everybody needs to vent sometime. If you hold it in, you're just like a walking time bomb. Because at some moment you're going to explode. And you don't want to explode on the wrong one. You don't want to explode at the wrong time. But how many of you know that there are some instances that will push your buttons on the wrong day? See, every day is not a good day to play. Some days you can play and some days you got to be serious. Some days you can't joke with folk. And then you ought to be a man or a woman that if you can't take it, don't dish it out. You always got a little joke about somebody else, but when somebody make a joke about you, then you get wind in your job. What goes around comes around. Sometimes when you need somebody to talk to, it's good to be able to say, I got some best friends, some good friends, some distant friends. Because there are some folk that you got to have at arm's distance. We can get along pretty good as long as you stay over there and I stay over here. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love you, but I know we just don't mix right. Just like water and oil don't mix. Some folk don't mix good. You got to be careful because if you get the wrong mix up in your house, there's going to be trouble in the land. Why you think that we got all these different churches and denominations? Because we don't mix right. We're serving the same God. We're reading the same word. But we feel like they don't do it like we do it. So we critique how they do it. But what tells you that our way is any better than their way? Somebody said that when you sit down and be all quiet and don't nobody say nothing in the church about dead. Well, now that I've sat here, feel pretty good to me. I was tired anyhow. Some folk, they want to go where they sit still. Don't make much noise. And don't be in there past an hour and a half. And you got my membership. Well, you're in the wrong house. Because when I'm tired, I still give God my all in all. When I'm tired, I still got faith that the Lord that I serve will renew my strength. There have been times that you don't feel like going, but you got to go on anyhow. In the faith world, when you need somebody to talk to, we got priests, pastors, bishops, elders, preachers, deacons, mothers. Then we got the new called prayer partners that cover everything. And all those folks, you ought to find somebody that you're able to talk to. Same way that you got to weigh out your friends, every one of those titles, you got to be careful who you talk to. Everybody don't know how to keep their mouth shut. Everybody don't know that what you tell me is supposed to be between me and you. But there are times You got to talk to somebody. Sometimes some things and some situations are so difficult and they're so close to heart that I can't go to Alexander this week. Because I'm talking too long in here. But one thing I do know, that if I call on it, he answers and he'll do whatever he can do. But now when I call my friend Alexander, Alexander need to talk to the same source that I need. Because there are times when I need to go to a higher power to get the answer that I need. Anybody with me? Mama can't tell you everything. Daddy can't tell you everything. They may know some things, but they don't know it all. And mom and daddy got to go to that same higher power to get instructions, to get patience, to get more love, to tell you what needs to be done. Because see, what I found out is that when I go to my earthly friend, the Bible says with men, some things are impossible. But not with God. With God, all things are possible. We belong and serve a God that has unlimited possibilities. There's nothing that our Lord cannot do. We find ourselves in a low moment, so shackled down or bound down by those things that will put us in a position where we don't know what to do. And when we get in that position, the first thing that comes to mind is to pray. Every now and again, you got to steal away in your own secret closet. Every now and then, you got to tell the Lord all about your trouble. When you pray and talk to God, how many of you know God is a delivering God? God is the one that is able to give you your breakthrough. David said, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Well, so full of emotion. My eyes get full of tears. Even though I know that God is there, I still have to call on him and say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." Anybody in here ever tried that? Anybody know how to cry out to God? See, David said, "Hear my cry." In other words, God, I'm getting ready to call on you, and I want an attentive ear. Got a situation going on, and I don't know. I don't have nobody to help me out, but I want you to help me. You're higher than ever I'll ever be. And I feel so overwhelmed and I just don't know what to do with myself. Lead me, God, to that rock. That rock that is higher than I am. See, David knew that he could trust God. David knew from past experience that God had delivered him. So David realized that in my despair, he pleased God's presence and protection. He wants to experience the safety of a rock that is higher than he can climb without God's help. See, I don't know about you, but there are times when I need to know that God had left me. There are times I need to know that I'm still in the right frame of mind. I still know that God is there by my side. See, David says here, "The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. He is my deliverer. He is my God. He is my strength in whom I will trust. He's my butler and the horn of my salvation. The Lord is my high tower. He is the one that I will call on in the morning and I'll call on him in the midnight hour. He is the one this morning that is worthy to be called the King of Kings. He's the one that when I get down and out, I can call on the name of a mighty God. He's the one that lets me know that all the sorrows of death ain't nothing in this old world can keep me from away from my God. Anybody know anything about the Lord? Ask somebody, tell somebody that if you know God for yourself, you ought to be able to cry out to the Lord. You ought to be able to tell God that I am a child of the mighty King. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? That there are times when you just don't know what to do. But I serve a mighty God this morning that looks high, he sits high, and he looks down low. That God that I'm talking about, he's the one that knows how to make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell somebody that it's time for you to get right with God. It's time for you to stop thinking that it's all about you. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Do you know that there's time for you to talk to somebody? And you need to talk to somebody and let them know that the Lord is right there by your side. You see, David had confidence in the power of God. David knew how to give thanks to God, for God was a delivering God. God got delivering power. And every now and again, you better know who God is. You better stop going through the motions. Every now and again, you just come to God's house just to say that I went to church Sunday morning. But you better do more than just come to church. You better get something out of church. You better put something in so that you can get something out. Anybody here this morning come to get something from the Lord? I want to let you know this morning that God will be right there by your side. I want to let you know this morning that you got to keep your eyes and your mind on the Lord. When you get out in your wilderness experience, you got to know that God will be right there with you. Because I want to let you know that when you get on the Lord's side, that's when the enemy is going to try you. That's when the enemy is going to jump on your back. That's when the enemy is going to treat you like a stepchild, like somebody that he don't even love. But I thank my God this morning that the Bible said, that Paul said, moreover, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant, but you got to believe that the same God that your fathers walked up on under the cloud, he's the same God that is right here with us right now. Those that were baptized under Moses in the clouds of the sea did eat the same spiritual meat. They drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from that spiritual rock, and that rock was Christ Jesus. Anybody know anything about the rock? I stop by to tell somebody that if you got a situation in your life, you better take it to Jesus. Tell him all about it, and the Lord will do what nobody else can do. If you got anything on your mind, I stop by to tell somebody that there's nothing that I can't take to the rock. When I got a problem in my life, I go to the rock. When I got a situation that I don't understand, I go to the rock. When there's a pain in my body, I learn how to go to the rock. When I don't have a dime in my pocket, I go to the rock. When I don't even have food to eat, I can go to the rock. And that rock got cattle upon 1,000 hills. That rock would do what nobody else can do. I remember that Jesus said that upon this rock, I'll build my church. I want to know, do you know who the rock is? Do you know where the rock is? If you don't know who the rock is, I stop by to let you know. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. Can anybody help me? Can anybody help me? Say Jesus. I did that better by myself. Can anybody help me? Say Jesus. You ought to do better than that. Say Jesus. Jesus is my rock. Is he your rock? Is he your weary land? Is he the one that stands when everybody else goes on their way? I'm talking about the rock of my salvation. The rock that's strung high. They pulled him high. They stretched him wide. The rock I'm talking about. They pierced him in the side. Blood came streaming down. That rock called Jesus. He got buried on Friday, but the rock got up on Sunday morning with all power in his hand. I want to let you know that there's all always a time that you can go to the rock. If you can't find nobody to talk to, you can talk to the rock. And the rock understands exactly where you're coming from. Don't have to have fancy words. Don't have to have nice phrases. You can say, I ain't got nothing, but God is my rock. I don't have a whole lot, but God is my rock. I've been running for a long time because I'm standing on the rock of a solid foundation. And on this rock, everything is going to work out because it is a solid foundation. When you build upon this rock, God will do what nobody else can do. I thank my God this morning that I know that I can take it to the rock, what I can't take to nobody else. I can go to the rock, and the rock will hear what I got to say. One thing about the rock will not change. The rock is everlasting and eternal. And whatever your situation is, problem, joy, sickness, success, you ought to take it to the rock. Don't just go to the rock when you're down and out. But how many of you know when everything's going good, that's a good time to go to the rock? When things are finally falling into place, that's a good time to go to the rock. When somebody has gave you the nay spirit and shook their head no, that's a good time to go to the rock. When you've had your diagnosis and you dare to believe what that man or woman says, immediately you go to the rock and say, the devil is a lie. Healing is mine. So said the Lord our God. Somebody say, where do I go when I need somebody to talk to? I go to the rock.